Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Brian Atkinson.
I'm Amanda Vallet.
And I'm C-Dub.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I had one from today earlier that was kind of sort of an engineering one, but it was one of my hobbies is flying airplanes. So I had this whole thing about redoing airplanes, but I decided that that was lame. So you guys remember the movie with Will Smith, I think it was. It was I Am Legend. With the dogs that would hunt you down and stuff. It was sort of a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah, it's a zombie movie. Yeah, and he's trying to come up with a cure.
Yeah, yeah. I actually wanted to redo The Sound of Music.
Oh.
And I wanted to call it The Sound of Mooses. And it had basically post-apocalyptic mooses that were out there chasing people. And it's got the whole family. He's still got the Nazis. But way worse than the Nazis is a group of mooses that will trample you.
They don't stab you with the horns. They trample you.
Well,
the horns are like a misleading. You're looking here and they'll get you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. They can do whatever they want. They're mooses. They're moose.
Hey, rookie, watch me pull a Jew out of my hat.
So are you talking like just a giant horde of moose that roam around and destroy everything in their path? Is that
zombie
that's
moose?
That's honestly terrifying.
Zombie moose.
I would like to tell you that I'd gotten that far, but I dreamed this up since we started recording, and I'm pretty much at this point. What you've heard is what you've got. So, but I think it could be something, and. Yeah.
Okay. I have good news, bad news.
It's been done.
There's a brain parasite that turns moose into zombies.
Is it CWD?
No, moose populations have declined in recent years, and scientists still aren't sure of the cause. A brain parasite normally found in white-tailed deer may be partially to blame.
It's the brain.
What's that story? How'd that happen? White-tailed deer moose. I want that story.
I think I'm on to something. There's no doubt at this point that this is the best one of the night.
Yeah, well, clearly.
He said.
That reminds me. There's a horror movie out where the horror villain is a fat guy in the bottom of the pool.
Horror movie?
What's it called?
That's what that movie is? That water movie?
Uh-huh.
Down in the drain and everything?
I've been trying to figure it out. How they can make water scary.
Oh, man.
It's just a ghost of a fat guy who pulls people underwater in the pool, I guess, is the villain. I saw a YouTube video about it.
It's the least scary thing I've ever seen. I'm like, it's just water.
He has more lung capacity than everybody, and he takes advantage of that.
But it's just like a millennial dude, like shirtless fat guy with a face beard, and like it looks like an ordinary guy you'd see at a coffee shop who's a little
that
overweight.
That is terrifying. I don't know. I saw Jaws when I was in third grade, so that movie kept people off the beaches for years.
Yeah.
And now,
I guess there hasn't been a horror movie about a moose, has there? It's just about everything except a moose,
right?
That's the new one here.
It feels like a Snapchat thing. What? Like it has to be a giant moose.
We had cocaine bear. Now let's do crystal meth moose.
Crystal moose. Streamline it.
Yeah.
You know,
you said that the Nazis are in it.
Yeah, well, you gotta have the Nazis for the.
Are the moose allied with the Nazis?
Did they create the moose?
Oh, you've got Rolf, the Nazi coroner.
Boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the moose sing?
Not yet.
If you're gonna go the Von Trapp story, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't taken it that far, but I think that there's.
That's
a lot.
Why we're here.
Yeah.
It's got to be coordinated dance and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to sound less than humble, But I think not only was that a really great idea, it facilitated great conversation.
Yeah. Right. Well, and you've got the marionette scene where they're singing about the lonely goat herd, and it's, of course,
that would
now
be
all moose instead of goats.
That would be
moose heavy. Yeah, that'd have to be moose heavy.
Yeah.
That's a Sound of Music reference or something.
It is.
I never saw that.
Really?
History teacher put it on when she wanted us to shut up, and that's all the only time I've seen it.
Yeah, that's something you need to fix, Tom.
You really haven't seen that, Tom?
It's a treasure.
I've got a VCR version of that. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I don't watch any movie before 1984 because everything made before 1984 sucks.
Huh.
What happened in 1984? The film Revolution?
Indiana Jones, the second Indiana Jones came out, and that was good.
Oh, so you don't watch the first one? You don't watch Indiana
There's a couple Jones. Exceptions.
You only watch the Indiana Jones movies that begin with the name Indiana Jones. You don't watch Raiders of the Lost Ark because it doesn't begin with Indiana Jones.
I think Airplane came out in like 79. That was good. There's a couple exceptions. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the pacing is bad. Everybody's unattractive. It's long. There's long scenes of people doing absolutely nothing. People didn't take into account the attention spans existed until 1984.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can confirm that.
To get back on C-Dub's idea.
Would it be shot in a style that was pre-1984? Or would it be
just to annoy me?
Not now,
it wouldn't.
No, definitely not. Now it's going to be more of an all singing, all dancing, moose zombie post apocalyptic bonanza.
I'm listening to Tom thinking, wait, he actually believes that stuff. I mean, the whole 1984 thing. So, yeah. I mean, like The Godfather, that was awful.
Oh,
that was okay.
Oh.
I did watch that a few years ago.
Wait, what?
So
Godfather?
My friends would stop pestering me about it. The first one,
Godfather 1.
It's not bad.
Is fantastic. Godfather 2 is even better.
Godfather 2 is the best one of all of them. Godfather 3 can go fuck itself.
Godfather 3 is just like any sequel to Highlander. There can only be one. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Wait. What's the one from the 40s? The weed one. It's just not coming to mind.
Reefer Madness. Are you talking about?
Yeah. One of the best movies of our time.
Good old propaganda.
Yeah. 1936. Reefer Madness.
People falling out of windows.
Then they made a musical in 2005.
Did they?
Apparently. So says the internet.
I wish I would have seen that. I probably can go online and get that. But yeah, you know, after they voted, what, six or 7 years ago, they voted, Michigan did, to legalize. The next day I wake up and I turn on the TV and it's all Reefer Madness. And it's like, wow, this was great stuff. Of course, I was high, but.
I was kind
of
okay.
Not really. I forgot to.
Would it be? Would your moose movie be marijuana friendly, like humor?
I think it should.
It would almost have to be.
Yeah.
Would it involve a moose smoking a joint?
Probably. It probably would.
Or getting high, like as it's stalking a group of stoners or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All of that.
I think it should also take place during Christmas. And like reindeer thing, it could like attack a mall full of Christmas people.
Yeah, what about a movie where one of Santa's reindeer just gets loose everywhere they go and it just kills someone at every stop?
That would be great. Or
there's a pun there, Reign of Terror or something like that.
Yeah.
Reign of Terror.
Yeah, or a sleigh running over a bunch of kids at a Santa parade or something like that.
Right, he sneaks in and just like wreaks havoc.
And the moose has sex with all of them and solves crimes.
And solves crimes.
The moose is 85 years old.
Right.
Still looks good.
And sexy.
Yeah.
Good looking fucking moose.
And so, and now we go back to ageism. Thank you.
There you go.
tie it all back in.
It would have to be filmed in Canada. I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. They got dibs.
In the tradition of great pieces of TV like Northern Exposure and that kind of stuff.
Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was Smallville? When did that come out?
2000.
Early 2000s. Yeah.
One of my best friends, a black guy I used to work with, loved Smallville. And all I wanted to talk about was Smallville. I never watched it.
It was on for 10 years, 2001 to 2011. There you go.
That's the one where the lady was in the cult.
One of the actresses,
Smallville actress.
was in a sex cult.
Nexium cult.
I didn't know that. The main lady?
One where they would like brand the actress who by played their Chloe and stuff, right? The Nexium cult.
They would brand them?
Yeah, they would brand people, and it was in like northern New York or something like that, like upstate New York. Right?
Rich people in New York, yeah.
There was a nice documentary about it. It was way more crazy than just that.
I thought you guys were talking about Pleasantville.
Oh, it's basically the same.
Both Don Knotts was in both of them. So
there you go.
I love him.
You know, with AI, you could have like the moose, like that you could recreate like all these film sets of like classic shows and movies.
Sure.
And just have the moose come in and murder everybody. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. There you go.
I kind of hand it to you guys. This was a stellar idea on my part, but you guys have really turned it into something.
That's what we're here for.
Okay, Morgan, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right.
Top that, Morgan.
Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I've got the whole month of January off because I'm recovering from back surgery, but I go back to it February of opening for Adam Minnick. He's an Ohio-based comic, and I'm doing shows in Holland and then central Indiana and then northwest Ohio, kind of different weekends opening for him.
A week from Wednesday is the Detroit to LA finals at Ridley's.
Very fun.
Oh, you're in that? Awesome.
Yeah. So, want to get there.
February 17th, Bob Fredericks is having a show in Kalamazoo about, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, because it's going to be around Valentine's Day. So, it's like shitty relationship stories. Yep. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. That's what we're doing down in Kokomo, Indiana on the 17th.
Okay, cool. So, I get to tell my worst. I have to figure out what disaster to go on about, but it'll be fun.
Excellent.
I'll be at River City Saloon, I guess, this fucking Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but next day.
Like the 10th?
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.